Podcaster on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to my FUBAR show. It's a bit of fun. The main idea behind this is all the songs going to be played on my iPod. I've got a guest's iPod. I was going to put them on shuffle so we don't know what's going to be. We can't show off, essentially. No showing off. We could be humiliated or we could be made to look quite cool. Who knows? So here we go. We're going to start off. First song is going to be from my iPod on shuffle. Let's see what it is.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
Manamana by the Muppets. Now, a lot of you might think that was not on shuffle, and I have done that for comic effect to make it. It is on shuffle. My guest today, Lemba Opec, did not believe me. He demanded to look at the iPod. He said, "That's no way that is on shuffle. You've done that deliberately for a laugh." I haven't. That's my iPod has immediately showed me up, or made me look quite cool. I think both at the same time. Lemba, hello.
Hello. If that was random, that was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
On all cylinders.
All two.
Are you, mate? You all right?
Very, very well. Delighted to be here. Love the new format and concerned and excited to see what comes out of my mystery machine.
Yes, now you've got it all set up. I'm going to unplug my iPod and hand the lead over to you right now. It's very exciting.
The lead has passed to a new generation of iPod.
Do you think you've got quite a cool iTunes?
I think so, actually, because lots of my stuff's really obscure. Mm. And I always think obscure is interesting. I don't tend to save very much mainstream or modern stuff because you can get that anywhere all the time.
Yes.
So it's stuff that I listen to when I'm writing. I do tons and tons of writing. And that's when I use it. Though, funnily enough, I've got iPod problems today, as you can see. And sometimes I use other things as well. I've got Adele with Trans Music on it too, and it's always on shuffle. Because what is life without adventure? As you've shown by increasing your stature no end.
Absolutely.
With Muppet lovers
Absolutely.
All over the world.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, let's photo yours right now. Let's shuffle and see what tunes inspire Lemix Opec's brilliant writing. Here we go.
You've forgotten how it started. Close your eyes, think of all the bubbles of love we made. And you're down on your knees. It's too late. Oh, don't come crawling. And you lie by my feet. What a big mistake. I see you falling.
Natalie Imbruglia, first song. Now, Lembit, I don't feel like I can convey to the listeners your joy when that came on, punching the air and shouting, yes, such a cool song.
Well, I realise this is not a competition, it's a war. You had the Muppets, I had Big Mistake. How cool is that? And I can assure you at home, that was entirely a random selection.
I don't think anyone's doubting that for
it's
a second.
Amazing,
definitely
yeah.
was a...
What a great song.
I haven't heard it in a while.
I haven't listened to it for ages. I do sort of listen to stuff randomly myself because it's more interesting. You know, I regulate everything. Free creative thought. But yes, okay, I would say that Muppets is good. But this time, Imbruglia. I just get it by a whisker.
Did you like Torn by Natalie Imbruglia? Do you remember that song?
I do. Totally iconic, classic song, actually.
Amazing song.
And she deserves everything, all the happy success that she's had. I was going to say, she deserves everything she's got. That sounds terrible.
She deserves everything in the world, that woman.
Yes, Natalie Imbruglia. Well, not everything in the world. I mean, I'm not quite that generous. But certainly...
Oh.
Well, I don't know. This is going in a dangerous direction now.
She might be waiting. She might have heard this show. She should be outside waiting for you.
And Natalie, I'll be finished at 6.
There you go.
Yeah. And you decide if you want a Muppet lover or, indeed, somebody who loves you, baby.
I wasn't throwing my hat in the ring for that.
I don't know. There you go. Well, you have now.
Yeah, I'll have Miss Piggy waiting for me. So, see. I think we should have another one from your...
Already?
Your one. Yeah, I think, you know, follow up, keep the momentum. You're on a roll. You're on a roll. You've got Natalie Imbruglia, kicked it off very nicely. Yeah. What are you hoping for in your heart now?
I'm actually hoping... I'm hoping for All Saints... actually.
Yeah.
They're buried in there somewhere. I haven't listened to that for a long time either, but it could be anything from hundreds. Also, I should warn you that I've got some tracks there which aren't really tracks at all. The computer thinks they're tracks, but they're recordings from a radio show that I did many years ago and didn't actually work out, but somehow got absorbed in the collection. I normally just go past
them. So there's some of you talking to other people?
Yeah. We'll see who comes up. You never know. You might
even
know
something. I'm not going to skip it. We're going to play that whole interview that you've done with someone else.
Unless it's the 30-minute version.
It's a 30-minute
version. Yeah, but it's
the easiest show I've ever done if we do that.
We can go to the pub with Miss Piggy and Natalie then.
Yeah, me and you, we'll come back when that's finished. Well, let's see what
comes up.
Tension in the air.
Right, the shuffle is happening.
Kelly Watch the Stars by Air, which I think is cooler than Natalie Imbruglia. Lembit wasn't convinced, but then about halfway through you went, this is cool.
I decided I was suddenly becoming super cool. With my Aston Martin parked outside, if only that was the case. I've been lucky, James.
I mean, it's been good. I mean, also, though, I have Kelly Watch the Stars on my iPod. So it could come up twice.
It could come up. This is actually a bit, maybe not from the same album. Both this and the previous song came out from, I think, different discs of the Brit 1999 Awards album. I've been very lucky. When I was an MP, I used to hang around quite a lot with people from the music industry. And then I was lucky enough to go to some of these awards, and they'd give these out in the freebies afterwards. So I didn't even pay for that album.
Oh, man. You're looking cooler than me, and you haven't even paid for it. I downloaded that Muppet song. 79p.
Did you really?
Out of pocket.
You
well,
actually paid
I bought the whole album for the latest, or not the latest Muppets film, that's a Muppets film with Jason Segel in it.
That worries me because that means there's 10 times more risk of having another Muppet song than I thought.
Oh, there's more than 10. There's loads of Muppets. There's even like little snippets of Kermit just talking for 5 seconds and stuff like that. Like, just stuff from the film. They use it to link up tracks. So I've got that on here. Who knows?
It's more like a counselling session now, James.
Yeah, I'm depending on this next song.
I want to hear your next one, and we can compare it to what we've just heard.
Well, see if it saves me. See what happens. Okay, here we go. James A. Acaster's iPod, track 2.
We'll be right back.
320 by Cloud Dead on my iPod. I mean, let's face it, that kind of stuff doesn't get much radio play. These days, people don't really get to hear some nice electronic dirge just played repeatedly. Lembit, reactions to that?
I'm just not depressed enough to enjoy it, James. Really. I mean, if I want to be really depressed, I'll listen to Leonard Cohen. And that's not fair, actually, James. I like that. Yeah. There's a bar called Gilgamesh in Camden in London, and that's the kind of music you'd hear there. I
really
did like it.
Yeah. I should head down to Gilgamesh.
You would be
guys?
A hero, probably, there, because I would say that they'll all know Cloud Dead there and 320. I think it's cool because it's alternative, it's not mainstream, mm-hmm. and it says something about yourself, mainly positive.
Where it's tripped me up, which is annoying, is that every other song on that album is quite melodic and fun and rappy, and then that one song is like that, and my iPod's gone, I heard you were doing your shuffle show today, here you go. You're not getting any of the melody of Cloud Dead, just that.
Have you seen a film called Her, H-E-R?
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
Well, it reminds me of that, because maybe, in the film Her, if you haven't seen it, a computer, an operating system, an OS, and a human begin to develop a relationship. And yep. she communicates in various ways. Maybe your OS is telling you something. Maybe
what if it's to end my life? I mean, it was a depressing bit of music. James Acaster on FUBAR Radio. With me is Rob Deering. Me and Rob are going to put our iPods on shuffle. Rob, say hello.
Hi.
You're a musical comic. You've got a guitar and pedals and everything, and you're doing sound checks. What's the thing you least like? When I was in a band, I hated it when people would go, once people are in here, fill up, it'll be different. It'll sound different.
No, the two worst things for me, exactly, but the worst thing for me is when it doesn't work and the sound guy starts looking at my stuff. I just always have said, well, my stuff works.
Yep.
Yeah, stuff I brought with me that I use every day, that's the stuff that works.
Yep.
Because don't start checking that. Don't start there. And the other one is when it's bad and you look at the sound person and they're just looking back at you with a big sort of serene look on their face and says, yeah, something's wrong, isn't it? So, yeah, that's your problem. Same way when you see a bouncer kind of watching a fight.
Yep.
I think, this is you now. This is your own.
Someone need to tag you in.
What are you waiting for now? An email? This is it. This is like, you know, if you're in a fire station, there'd be a bell ringing.
Yeah. They don't sit around, do they, when the bell rings?
No, looking up, what's that?
Who's that? Where's that coming from? Someone fix that bell.
Why the heck has that noise come along?
We've got your iPod here, Rob. It's a little one. Is it actually called an iPod Shuffle, this?
Yeah, but it's an old generation of iPod Shuffle as well. It's my running iPod.
Yeah?
That's covered a lot of miles.
A lot of mileage from this iPod.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's dwarfed next to my big old iPod.
I'm not uncomfortable with your big one sitting next to my little old one.
How many songs you got on this?
150, something like that.
So it narrows it down to... What's the ratio of embarrassing songs to cool songs?
Well, you see, to me, they're all wonderful in their own way.
Rightfully so.
We'll see. There's, you know, something's going to come up that's going to make me look a bit of a... But, you know, it's all context, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's subjective. There'll be some people at home, when that embarrassing one comes up, thinking, finally, this song's on the radio.
Yeah, thank goodness for End Song.
But we'll start with
not
mine.
Not NSYNC, by the way. It sounded like it was...
But now NSYNC are going to come up on your iPod and you're going to go, when I said earlier on not NSYNC...
Yeah.
I went... Because you are lying. I know that NSYNC's on here.
Well...
Must be.
I couldn't possibly say.
I can't even name one NSYNC song, I think.
Well, I know Justin Timberlake was in NSYNC.
Yeah. At a video where they were all puppets. Marionette puppets. But I don't know.
They had a song that went... I can't think what it was, though, but it had that kind of... Yeah, but I can't. That's all I've got at the moment.
I've got that on my iPod. It's not that NSYNC, it's just you making
just
that
me
noise.
Just me going... Like trying to remember a duck noise.
Yeah, I've got
by me.
Rob Deering sings the classics of NSYNC on my iPod.
Are you going to play something off your iPod now?
I will. I'll stick my neck out first.
Why not?
So let's see. Let's see what the first one is on my wonderful big iPod.
So what you're never understood, big deal, you're doomed to die. Oh, nothing ever lasts. It all gets torn to shreds. Something's everlasting, it's over our heads.
Brian over our heads on FUBAR Radio. I just said before that that my iPod threw up a lot of depressing stuff, and the first song it does, it's about how we'll never understand life, we'll never get our heads around it.
No one ever knows or loves another, we live as we dream alone.
That song is from I Heart Huckabees.
I was just going to say, when listening to it, I thought it was Christmas again and I was going to head down to John Lewis. It's got quite that, you know, it's yeah. got a little kind of, except for the lyrics. Lyrical.
Yeah. Have you seen I Heart Huckabees? Have you seen that film?
I haven't seen it. I know of it. I know
it's
what
right.
it is. I haven't seen it.
It's all right. It's David O. Russell.
Yeah.
So The Fighter, and The Fighter's good. That's yeah. my favourite one. We're going to play your iPod now.
Yeah, have you got it turned on?
What I'm doing is turning on his iPod.
It should work now.
We're about to play it. Feeling good? How are you feeling?
I'm looking forward to it, whatever it is.
Intense? Okay, here we go. Rob Deering's iPod, track one. FUBAR Radio from Rob Deering's iPod. Happy with that?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about the incredible... You got so much... Not just air guitar, air bass, air drums from me there.
Everything. You were doing very good air bass. I think the air bass was the most accurate.
Yeah,
I was looking
yeah.
at that thinking he knows exactly where he is there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's all about that. I love a bit of Rush. I do love Rush. And that's great yeah. running music, but I will have lost, you know, loads of people despise Rush, so...
Really, do they?
Yeah, I think that's my card on the table.
Have you come up against that a lot in your
Rush
life?
Resistance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get quite a lot of it in my own house. but then I'm a bit of a... I try not to be, but I am a bit of a Rush evangelist, you know, so
right,
I'm doing it again, look.
Stopping
playing Rush and
street.
Talking about how good it is. Like, oh, shut up about Rush.
How long have you been into Rush for?
Since my brother got into them, which in turn would be about 1981, sort of around the time Tom Sawyer came out.
Lovely. Yeah,
I like
Tom
to
Sawyer.
Think, yeah, you see, good. That's.
I've got a jazz version of Tom Sawyer on my iPod. Maybe that'll get thrown up.
Oh, that would be good. Most negative emotion is realising that this iPod is quite likely to have a fair amount of Rush.
Yeah.
I think another Rush song would be bad. Another Rush song after that would be really bad.
I don't know if it would. I think it'd be really great if all your iPod plays is Rush.
That's not beyond the realms of possibility.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.
Mr. Jeremy Swift, how are you, Jeremy? Right.
I'm very good, thank you, yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Our iPods look almost identical.
They do, they look like, you know, yours, separated at birth.
Yours has got a little dent in it, which means that you've lived more of a life than me, I think.
Hang on, is that...
You see that?
Oh, a dent. But yours has got some little scratches on the top and at the bottom.
That is true. Mine's more scratchy than yours.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Is that not in a hip-hop way?
No, I wonder why that is. Well, you have maybe kept more better care of yours, but that a dent means that something quite extreme happened to you.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah?
It's my son.
Yeah.
He kept on before, because I think I've had that one for a while, and before he got like any Nintendo 3DS sort of things when he was younger, he would play games on it and just go crazy pushing the buttons.
Right.
And I went crazy when I thought he'd bust it completely. He got very upset.
How old was he?
He was about 6 or 7 when he did that, I think.
Well, that is old enough to be told off for that. That's fair enough. good parenting straight away. How are you feeling about... Are you hoping it's going to... Are you confident?
What, with the playlist?
With the songs on here, what might come up?
There's all sorts of stuff that I have that I sort of think I should have. I do love a wide range of stuff, but there's a lot of stuff that I probably wouldn't listen to unless it was on shuffle.
Yeah.
And even then I'd go, oh, no, I listen to that when I'm 70. And there is some... There's the odd thing that I've downloaded for somebody else, like there's an Elton John song which I hate, and I keep meaning to, you know, grey out on my iTunes folder. So I'm slightly pessimistic, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I love music, and there's lots of good stuff on there. I hope it surfaces.
Yeah, those ones that we download for other people are always, they're very tricky.
Yeah.
And or ones that we download, we've got songs on iPod that we don't really want on there, and I mean, I don't even know why.
It happened.
Yeah, you sort of end up with that, oh yeah, that, I forgot that I own that Cheryl Cole song. And although, to be honest, I'm not embarrassed about that. I do like that one.
What I do now, what I have done for about the last 4 years, is if I hear something like Unsix Music and I think, that's great, I think I'm going to love that, and I download it, you know, I Shazam it and download it immediately. And after about 2 weeks, I think, oh, what's that again? And I play it and I think, oh God, that's really kind of mediocre. It's got one bit in it that I got excited about, and now it's there.
And you're a Shazammer. That's very.
I am a Shazammer. Yeah.
But I don't know many Shazammers. That's very good. Do you do it a lot? Have you ever done it in an unusual place? Ever heard something?
Well, I have done it in supermarkets and things or whatever. Or that's about the most. Not in toilets or anything like that. I don't think I've ever heard. You know, or lifts or anything.
Yeah.
But it is surprising that, like, because of the digital code. Like when I occasionally listen to a pirate station in the car or something, and I'll pull over and try and Shazam it. And of course, it's a mix, so it doesn't have the digital code, so you can't get it. And you sort of think, oh, that's great, and I'll never hear it again.
Oh, I didn't know that's how Shazam works. You can't, it's digital codes and stuff.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, that is a shame. So you have to actually go out and ask, or you can Google the lyrics, that's what I end up doing.
Yes, that is, yes. But you, yeah. Well, I suppose it has to be that way. You couldn't, you know, Shazam a busker, for example.
That's, you have to pay them quite a lot to Shazam them. They don't get Shazammed for less than the tenner. Right, we'll start off with my iPod. Here we go. Start off with Fuss and Shuffle Now. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down. With Roses. I was saying to Jeremy, I think that's the first one my iPod's played that is actually a single that people have heard on the radio and would be familiar with, which is nice to show. I'm in touch with the common man. It's got a lot of pretentious stuff. Ideally, we're plugging your iPod in now.
Yes.
If this wasn't iPod Shuffle and you were in charge of what you got to play from your iPod,
yeah.
What kind of stuff would you play now? What would be the first one you would open on that would be like, maybe if you got some friends around, you want to look cool?
I really like, at the moment, I like a lot of American and Canadian kind of electro kind of poppy bands like Purity Ring and Chairlift.
Right.
And White Oak.
I love hearing bands that I've never heard of before because it always sounds like the names are just, the person is making them up.
I know, it's like a parody of John Peel going,
yeah.
The 12 obstacles. I would have to stick on some Roxy Music, my favourite band ever, and I'm very much of the opinion that I think Roxy's, even by Roxy Music themselves, they keep playing the same sort of, there's a bunch of favourites that people like, and I think there's a whole other side to Roxy Music that is, you know, fantastic and overlooked.
I have never even bothered to get into Roxy Music because they're a band that, like loads of bands, there's loads of bands I haven't bothered to get into because there's so much of a back catalogue. I'm like, I can't, so, and I've only just started listening to Neil Young.
Right.
I'm 30 and I've only just started this because it was just too much, and then eventually I hear enough songs that I like that I start getting into it. What would be the, also, friends have persuaded me that I should listen to him. Anything to persuade me to listen to Roxy Music? I mean, there's loads of people that already have said to me I should do.
Well, I think the first two albums in particular, it's very difficult because I love most of them. There's only about three Roxy Music tracks that I don't like.
Right, yeah.
But the second album, just the other day, was I think was the album of the day on Six Music,
right.
For Your Pleasure, is really exciting. It's got great lyrics. It's fun. It's very dark. The second side is kind of, it's got a kind of reggae psychedelic song called The Bogus Man, which goes on for about 10 minutes and is just, I've never heard anything like it before or since, really.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to download that album tonight. I'm going to do it.
Ooh.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to get into Roxy Music because it's been too long. I've put it off for ages.
Yeah, fantastic.
So let's see if maybe Roxy will be the first track on. We don't know. Here we go. First track from James Swift's iPod.
Ooh, what is it?
You've done too much.
Specials. They're too much too young. No one's going to look down on that.
I hope not.
You've got an absolute, that is the safest start you could hope for, I think. I want to hold your hand or something like that. That's done it. You're a big Specials fan or?
I wasn't a massive Specials fan, but I did like, I loved Two Tone at the time. I got the Specials first single, I think, the day or two after it had been played on John Peel. And I never got to see them or Madness. And I thought they were a really powerful band, and loads of clubs did get closed down because of the violence. And that's what they wrote Ghost Town about. And they dealt with right-wingers really. I think it may have been one of their last gigs where they had so many fascists in the audience that they all jumped off stage and ran them out of the auditorium, out through the foyer and onto the street.
Well, yeah.
That is hard.
You don't get that much nowadays.
No, you wouldn't get Blunt doing that.
Yeah. Someone told me about a Rage Against the Machine gig in Belfast where they got the crowd riled up and were like, you know, let's go and show the police what we think of them after the show.
Oh my God.
But then as they came out, the police had already like just surrounded they were all there, apparently in full force. Wow. And everyone just walked out, saw the police, and decided to do nothing and just walked home.
Yeah, sorry, I just got overexcited. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, I didn't mean... When I said, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me, I meant I will do what you tell me if there's enough of you, and I will go home.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.
My guest is Angela Barnes.
Hello!
I got your iPod, well, your iPhone.
Yeah.
On shuffle in front of me. I am going to take the plunge first. I always think it's fairer to do that.
Okay.
But how are you feeling about yours?
I'm a bit nervous because I looked at it this morning and went, I should delete some stuff, and then I didn't. I thought, that's not the game.
Yes.
So I haven't deleted some stuff. But there's things on there. My worry is because a lot of it's nostalgic stuff. So yeah. I know it's rubbish.
Okay.
But it's because it reminds me of a time or a thing or.
Yeah. So you is know, that the stuff you would have deleted?
Yeah,
probably. What stuff were you planning on deleting?
I think the thing I would have deleted most, if it comes up... See, now I'm going to say what it is and it might not even come up, but it's sure. Things like... It's my mum's a really big fan of Elkie Brooks.
What's Elkie Brooks? I don't even know what that is.
She was a singer, like... she did lots of cover versions and stuff.
Right.
Her real name's Elaine Bookbinder.
Yeah.
Brilliant name. Elaine Bookbinder. Why would you change that? And my mum was a big fan, so I grew up and it was always Elkie Brooks records playing... So they remind me of my mum, so I've got a couple of those on there, you know, and I almost deleted them.
No.
But didn't.
That's good reason. You have stuff that reminds you of your parents, you know.
But I think the thing is, because I'm old school, like, I listen to CDs still, so it's not like my entire music collection's on there. It's very select things that are on there for when I'm walking about, that's what I want to listen to.
Yeah.
I'm just getting all the disclaimers in.
All of them, just like, nothing on here is your fault at all.
Yeah, nothing's my fault. In fact, I don't like any of them, actually, so, you know.
I've got albums on here that are just because they got played in the car when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But they're really good as well.
Yeah.
But then I've got loads of really embarrassing ones that I can't blame.
Parents that were cool. I wish I had parents that were into Jimi Hendrix. I didn't. Yeah. I had parents that were into Elkie Brooks and Meatloaf.
Yeah. But then what happens is, all the embarrassing stuff on my iPod is me.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
the thing. I can't go, oh, yeah, my dad listened to it. It reminds me of my dad. It's there because I genuinely liked it. And I didn't take it off my iPod. I just thought, no, one day I'll probably listen to that again. Yeah. So I've got plenty of stuff that's embarrassing enough. Well, let's see what the first one on my iPod is. So let's see. First song from my iPod today.
I need you right now. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a fuck what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real shit anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness. Cause right now that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness. That I would even show up to this fake shit. So go ahead, go nuts, go ape shit. Especially in my pastel on my plate shit. Act like you can't care who made this. New gospel, homie, take six. And take this, haters.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much longer. That's how long I've been on
ya. Kanye West with Stronger, I think. So I've started off with a single. That rarely happens.
Yeah.
I mean, that got played on the radio, you know, normally anyway. Yeah. So, like, that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a normal radio show almost.
Yeah, it's almost just done.
Play the Kanye single, that's yeah. what you do. I'm so nervous right now, I can't. I feel a bit sick.
You're all right, mate.
About what's going to happen.
I had a chat about Kanye West literally today with Nish Kumar.
Oh, yeah.
About awards. And do you know, because he's done the whole thing where he's sabotaged things.
Thing.
Yeah, Beck. I didn't even know this until today.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly. I've just read all the comments and stuff about it, but really.
Always, if Beyonce doesn't win. So if Beyonce's nominated and she doesn't win,
he kicks
Kanye
off.
Kanye walks on stage. So I think.
It was Taylor Swift he did.
Taylor Swift, he went. I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce should have won this award. And then we went back to a seat. And there's shots in the audience of, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z being like, no!
Stop it!
Kanye,
oh
stop!
My God.
And then, like, he did it with Beck. But he didn't say anything. He just walked on, pulled a face like he didn't agree with it. Because Beyonce didn't win, and then sat down again. Which
why
is pretty
funny. Why has he just nominated himself as Beyonce's spokesperson?
You kind of wonder what. Like, either he's decided awards are so stupid that I'm just going to make fun of them every time, which is cool. Or he's decided awards are so important that I can't stand for anyone but the best,
who I think is the best winning it.
So, like, either he's really cool or he's a real dick.
I'm going to go for the latter.
Yeah. Well, it's another behaviour. But I always think whenever people in the public eye act really, really weird, they're either genuinely like that and they can't handle where they are, or they are just going, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to...
Going to highlight how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, it's like Joaquin Phoenix when he did the whole fake breakdown and there's the film. Have you seen the film? It's called I'm Still Here. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Watch it, it's good. It's not, like, amazing, but it's good. And it's like, you know that film where he went on Letterman and he had grown that big beard, he had shades
on? Oh, yeah.
He was chewing gum.
Yeah.
And it was like, everyone made fun of him for having a breakdown, but it was all fake. It was all, like, him kind of going... Because he'd just had his most successful year, he'd been nominated in the Oscars and all this, so then the next year he went, oh, here's how much people really care about celebrities. I'm going to deliberately act weird and see how many of you suddenly reach out to me. And obviously no one does. Everyone makes fun of you. No one cares what you've done in the past. It's now just like you're the pariah and that. So it was a really good documentary for that.
Yeah.
So now with Kanye, all I think, if you keep thinking is...
Is there a documentary coming?
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's going to do a whole thing. Sample on there from Daft Punk.
Oh.
You pro sample?
It doesn't bother me. I think when it first started in the late 80s and people started sampling and stuff, and there was a big sort of... purest thing about you can't do that, that's not but it's been done so well that why not. It's
with that one though, the Kanye one, I think it's just done the exact
just
going that's that song.
Yeah,
I really liked it, I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah so either be a thing. Cover or do something with a sample. Don't
do something totally different.
It should be a grey area.
Looking at your iPod,
oh god,
now.
I feel sick.
what are you hoping for? What would be the best outcome?
The best outcome would be... There's not much good on it that would make me look cool. I think the best outcome would be something like a public service broadcasting track, because that's, like, quite cool and quite...
Yeah.
So thank you God I didn't actually doubt... Because that U2 album was on there and I got rid of that, so that's good, because it's on my iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not going to come up. But there's some classic 80s cheese on there, there really is.
How did you feel? Were you angry with the U2?
It just seemed... really silly thing to do. Like, I don't know what they thought was going to happen. Everyone's going to go, oh, thanks, Bono.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of sinister.
Yeah.
You can just have someone's music appear on your...
Yes.
I found it sinister. And it's like, what did they think was going to happen?
Yeah. You know? Well, it's like if someone... It's like having a secret admirer who just puts their name on it.
Yeah, exactly.
To give themselves away immediately.
Or like somebody snuck into your bedroom and popped a CD in your... You know, it's
I probably
just...
like that, but like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was weird. If you are a U2 fan and you love them, and then you wake up and suddenly a U2 album is on your iTunes, I bet they were delighted.
But wouldn't it be better to go, hey guys, do you want a free download? Have a free download, and you opt in, rather than have to opt out.
Yeah.
That would have got them way more kudos, because then everyone's happy. Because then the U2 fans are happy because they've got their free album.
Yeah.
People who don't like them are happy because they don't have to have a free album.
Yep.
Why would you... I just don't know what they thought was going to happen, how they thought everyone was suddenly going to go, oh, aren't they lovely?
Yeah. They should have just done a really silly album, because they're too earnest a band.
Yeah,
if they'd done, a really stupid album and they're doing fart noises with their mouth...
Yeah, just put that on it.
I would have loved it, waking up and going, oh, great, it's Bono doing a fart noise. Anyway.
Oh, God, here we go.
Angela Barnes' iPod is about to go on shuffle. Let's see what happens. Duran Duran Rio.
Oh, hello.
I think you've got to be feeling pretty good about
that. I'm pretty happy with that. That's,
you know.
It's a cool song. It's retro cool.
It's a cool song. If that comes on in a club, everyone's going to dance to that.
Everyone's happy.
No one's going to go, oh, no.
Yeah.
Not Duran Duran.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're totally home free there. Do you like the soft drink Rio?
I do, actually. I like the tropical one. Because there's two, aren't there? It's tropical and I can't remember what they call the other one. I like the more mango-y one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Which it feels more like what they were drinking that song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels more tropical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favourite soft drink?
I'm a Diet Coke addict.
Yeah? Well, you just pointed at your bottle there, but that's Coca-Cola Life.
That's Coca-Cola Life. Do you know what? I know. It looks like I've just been conned by the advertising.
I haven't dared try that yet.
Well, the thing is, right, this is so boring, but I'm addicted. When I gave up smoking 5 years ago, I started drinking Diet Coke way too much.
Right.
But the aspartame in Diet Coke is really bad for you. Right, I know it's all bad for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But and I drank so much of it that it started making me ill.
Okay.
So I had to stop drinking Diet Coke. But drinking full-fat Coke is obviously just full of sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is sort of a happy medium, because this hasn't got aspartame in it, it's got stevia, but it has also got shitloads of sugar.
Yes.
So this is what I'm using to wean myself off.
Okay.
It's a proper addiction.
They call it Coca-Cola Life as well, which I think is a sneaky...
And they put a green label on it to make you think it's healthy. That's 60% of the sugar of the normal Coke.
Is it?
Yeah, so it's not healthy.
Looks like a meadow, that green.
Exactly.
Meadow green.
They've made it... It's like when they started making McDonald's all green.
Yeah.
Like, what? How stupid do you think we are? Who's going to McDonald's for a salad? No one.
Yeah.
But I was talking, a little name drop, but I did a TV thing with Ross Noble, and he had a Diet Coke addiction.
Right.
Because he saw I was drinking loads of Diet Coke during the thing, and he said he had hypnotherapy.
Really?
Over his. It's properly addictive.
That bad?
It's really bad.
Gosh.
If I go to bed and I know there's no Diet Coke in the house, I can't sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, that's bad, right?
One Edinburgh, there were four of us in the flat, and I only saw the other... Two of the other guys. One guy, we never saw him, and we only knew he was in the flat because there's a pile of 1 litre Pepsi bottles that would just get bigger each day.
Wow.
He drank, like, about 2 litres a day.
Wow, that's so bad.
And that was
bad.
Proper, like, just hooked on it.
I'll drink two of these bottles a day, like these 500ml bottles a day, so that's a litre a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot of that.
So bad. But I keep telling myself, better than smoking 20 a day, right? Right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Well,
who knows? It's better than... Whatever, but then I've started eating those naked bars.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I just go, well, I'm going to have so many of them. And he's going, I'm pretty sure this is now adding up to the amount of sugar that would have been in a Mars bar.
Yeah.
If I'd done it.
Yeah.
I've now had that many.
Today. James Acaster on Foo Bar Radio.
My guest is performance poet Luke Wright, and we're going to be putting our iPods on shuffle.
You kiss like a rock, but you know I need it anyway. Angle for the ringside, seats one more far. Don't blame me, bring on the major league. 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 The way you dance on time. The wine, magic Christians to the rhyme. Cause bad girls are always bad girls. Let them in.
Pavement on Foo Bar Radio with Major Leagues. Open us up. Pavement don't really know how to finish songs. I don't know if anyone's aware of that. They tend to just let it go on for a while until they all go, oh, that's the end of the song, then run out of ideas. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. Nice to be here on this Sunday afternoon.
You're the most composed of our guests so far. Normally people are sitting there quite nervous about what their iPod's about to throw up. And you seem
well, I'm
quietly
not
confident.
Well, you might feel that I should be ashamed of some of the things that are going to come up, but I don't feel ashamed, so we'll have to see. There's quite a lot of stuff on there, so...
I encourage that attitude.
Yeah.
I'm always concerned about how worried people are. I think, come on.
The thing is, I think some of the things I'll hate... Really? And cringe at the most will be the stuff that people regard as being like quite, you know, they're the albums that I bought because they've won some major award and I've listened to them twice and hated them.
So it'll still so look
like,
cool.
Yeah, like if the XX come up, I'll feel physically ill. But
I've never
like,
listened to them.
I guess I must have because I bought the album, but I'm not sure I even got through it. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
That's sort of petulant thing. Just like, I don't like it. So yeah, and then I sort of revert back to type, which is kind of, you know.
I'm not too keen on the name either.
The XX.
It's a bit of a, it's a bit pompous, isn't it?
It's one of the bands as well, and it came right at the end of the band sort of kind of craze. I remember that being like the height of coolness. I was in a band when I was, must have been like 17, so like right at the end of last century, and we called ourselves The Hundreds. We never did any gigs, but we thought that was a really cool name. It felt really classy having the. And then it became the thing, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
it goes in waves. There'll always be an era when it's always the.
Yeah.
And then they will stop, and it's really cool to just go straight in with Hundreds.
Yeah.
And suddenly that's a good band name.
That's
and then it comes back,
though.
The comes back around
still,
again.
Still good, isn't it? Hundreds. The
Hundreds. I think the Hundreds is good, to be
good
honest. How many of you in the band?
Permanently, there was just me and my mate Hugh. And
great.
It was good. We could have made it.
What kind of music?
It was just sort of ramshackled. What I'd like to think was sort of, they call it lit pop, don't they? That kind of the Bell and Sebastian end of things. It wasn't as complicated as that, but I thought my lyrics were quite, obviously very intelligent and on it. But yeah. It was just kind of, it was indie music.
So
really.
A little bit with thrash.
We were into Blur and Libraries. So you can imagine.
Who wasn't at 17, mate? Everyone was hanging out down the library.
Yeah. Apart from the kids who wanted to beat us up.
Yeah. Who were waiting out. Well, they were hanging out outside
the
library.
They were also at the library, weren't they?
They knew exactly where to go. They knew what to use as bait to kill a mockingbird under a cardboard box. So you were writing lyrics then.
I was, yeah.
What were you thinking? Maybe this is the direction I want to go in.
Well,
because obviously, for those of you who don't know, you do poetry now.
Yeah, I'm a poet. Yeah, and that's my actual job. So when I was 14, 15, and discovered music, and I thought the lyrics like really spoke to me, and started writing lyrics. Well, I started writing songs, but I couldn't play an instrument.
Mm.
And I taught myself to play an instrument, and the lyrics became sort of rudimentary songs. And I managed to coerce some other people into a band, and we did that for a while. And then I was 17, and I saw a. Went to Colchester Arts Centre and I saw John Cooper Clarke and a guy called Martin Newell that do pop poetry, you know, stamp poetry and tell gags in between. And it was just this wonderful fusion of everything I loved because I loved comedy as well. I kind of got into comedy via Python, obviously, and Blackadder, but also Fist of Fun. That was like my favourite thing on when I was a kid. And so this was this, you know, it was the mix of comedy and lyric writing and that sort of that rock and roll kind of swagger with the cleverness.
Yeah.
It was all sort of there. And I was... A month before I was up on stage doing my own terrible poems.
That quick?
Yeah, calling myself a
I guess
poet,
it is,
yeah.
You can do whatever you like. You can incorporate everything into poetry.
It's a really broad church because you, and what's interesting is that I meet or have met a lot of people doing spoken word, performance poetry, whatever it's called this week.
and they've gone off to a lot of different things. So they're playwrights or they're rappers or they're songwriters or they're stand-up comedians, and they're either retreating from those other genres or they're about to go out into them.
Right.
It's anything goes, really. So you can go along and do a monologue, do a bit of acting. You can do a rap. You can kind of sing, and people are kind of very accepting of it. It's a lot easier than the comedy crowds as well. So you get a lot of bad comedians who perhaps can't quite make it on the circuit yet, trying out stuff there.
When I started out, I did a poetry night as a... They're advertised as an open mic competition in the middle of the night. I didn't know it was a poetry night.
Mm-hmm.
So I went as a stand-up and just did stand-up when everyone else was doing poems.
With the lyrical quality, everyone's... A lot of poems are, you know... I mean, a lot of people who do spoken word pieces, they're not... You know, they're not poetic in any way. There's no sort of sonics. There's no rhyme. There's no meter. It's just, you know, it's a short musing upon something. And often those are comedy. It's more like Rob Orton. Who we were mentioning just before we went on air. You know, he's a poet and actually writes some really quite beautiful little poems as well. But his live act is all about sort of, you know, non sequiturs and one-liners. And that's when the boundaries become really, really sort of blurred. So.
Yeah. For people who haven't seen Rob, he does shows that are often themed around one quite... broad and simple subject, like you did the Face Show.
Yeah, and the Sky Show and the Yellow Show.
Yeah. Right, let's move on to iPods on Shuffle. I've got my iPod on Shuffle. I always take the first plunge. I think that's fair enough. So we'll see what mine throws up, and then we'll move on from there. Here we go. I'm worried that this is the whole song, just warning you right now. I really just downloaded this for my sister's wedding for her to walk down the aisle to. That's the only reason I've got it on my iPod. The worst thing is I've got a feeling this song goes somewhere at some point, but I have no idea when. It's a band called Hella, by the way. If you're interested in getting more of their stuff, they've got an extensive back catalogue. That's Hella. Hella there. Hella there with 2012 and Countless. Great stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's disputing that. Amanda's certainly not shaking her head in the producer's booth. Great fun.
It was good.
I've forgotten that I like that album. I've got that because I love the drummer. It's one of my favourite drummers. I don't know if you've ever just bought everything that anyone's ever done.
No, I haven't done that. I don't think so. I don't know. Is that true? I guess some people. There's some people you'll always buy their stuff, even though you know you went off their stuff years ago. Like I'll always buy anything that Griff Rhys does.
Yes.
Yeah. And to be honest, the last couple of Super Furry Animals albums didn't really do it for me, and his solo stuff. Oh yeah, I quite like it.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't. I don't like it enough to buy it, and yet I always buy it because you know I will support that man.
I stuck around longer than I wanted to at the Green Man Festival one year because they were closing, and I was miserable. I'd been to the Edinburgh Festival beforehand for 2 weeks, and I'd camped, and my tent had got flooded on the first night.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, it was horrible. Wow, I didn't have any money. Speaking of festivals, here's Luke's iPod.
Great,
feeling good,
seamless. Yeah, I just hope it's not going to be boring.
I don't think it'll be boring.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can see what it is, can't you?
Let me have a little look. Oh, I can see what it is. Here we go. Well, make up your own mind.
Do it.
So whether it's boring or not. Here we go.
Says no, and my dad just says I-
The Cleaners from Venus with Young Jobless from Luke Wright's iPod. Luke is a poet, and that band's name mimes.
The Cleaners from Venus. It's either. I used to think that when I first heard it, I thought, my God, what an awful, awful name. That's just such a terrible name. Like, no wonder they never made it. But over the years, it's really sort of grown on me. And often people just call them The Cleaners, which is quite cool.
Right.
So, yes, it's a guy called Martin Yule, who's probably better known as a poet these days. Or he was for a while anyway, and the music's kind of taken off again. And he's in his 60s now. But he was, that's a track from 1980. But
right.
That sounds fresh. Like, and he was making jangly English pop music, but was always just sort of out of time with what was going on. Like, really, you know, if he'd been a few years older, Britpop probably would have adopted him and he could have had some success. But by the time the 90s came knocking around, he was a belligerent, difficult man in his 40s. He refused to go to London for anything. So he's the guy who got me started in poetry. You know, I saw him perform poetry before I saw anyone else perform poetry. And his music's great. I love it.
You're pretty glad that threw that up.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Some people listening to that might think that wasn't on shuffle and you chose that, but you didn't.
I was almost perfect, I think. Yeah. I was like a sort of a... it's like Desert Island Discs sort of chose that.
Landed on your feet completely there. James Acaster on FUBAR Radio. Me, Marek Larwood, and Gina Yashere are going to be putting our iPods on shuffle. Thunder and lightning in my eye, and when the train began to move, then she waved goodbye to me, and for a while, all the air, it seemed quite foggy. Do you know the feeling when you love someone? Only met a while ago. It's just a lie, a lifetime gone. Sing da 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 da. Jim Sullivan on FUBAR with Whistle Stop. Nice song.
It's a lovely start.
Yeah.
Should I say my name first of all? Because people think, who is this person?
Can you say your name, age, and where you're from?
My name is Marek Larwood. I'm now 38 years old. And I'm, well, where am I from? I think I grew up on the Isle of Wight, so I'd say I was from there.
Well,
I was
what born made you in, hesitate?
I'll give you, I think I should give you the full details.
Yes,
so I was
please.
Born in Norwich.
Yeah.
Not a good place to say you were born, really, but a lot of my family from there. I moved to Wales when I was two, so.
Can't remember.
Can't remember the move.
No.
I'm sure it helped out though.
Yeah.
And at the age of six, I moved to the Isle of Wight. So I would say I'm from the Isle of Wight.
Six till when did you leave the Isle of Wight?
When I was 18, 19. That's the time I went to university.
Yeah.
This is pretty tedious. This is pretty tedious stuff there.
Oh mate, if you've never listened to the show before, this is right up our street.
I want to ease people into it slowly with just gentle background details.
Don't go thinking you're tedious for a second. Everyone's interested in the Isle of Wight. I've been there once.
Was it for, it's either, people say, I've been there with a school trip when they were young, that's what most people say, or going to the festival, the festival now.
Yes, well, I went there for a gig.
I don't like festivals.
No, why not?
I don't, here's my big problem with it, I don't like other people jumping around in front of me. I remember people saying to me, why don't you like gigs? And I went to see Polyphonic Spree, you know them?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
And it's supposed to be really, really fun.
Yes.
So there was just this, there was just this twat in front of me. You know, you get twat. The problem with shared experiences is that there's a 1 in 3 chance you're going to be in a close proximity to a total dick.
Yes.
And he was just dancing up and jumping. You know, where you're just there's no sense of personal space and just almost hitting me with his elbow constantly. So it was just a whole gig of me trying to not get elbowed in the face by someone who was incredibly happy and almost too happy. Yes. I feel like they're emotion thieves, these people.
I think it's more annoying if someone's acting like inconsiderate like that and they're happy than if they're just aggressive.
Yeah.
Because if they're aggressive, at least, like, you know that you're... But if they're happy and they're being really inconsiderate to everyone, you go, both these things contradict each other. You can't be... I don't like it that you're this happy with life, you think everything's great, and you don't realise you're making it worse for everyone else.
And it makes you suddenly start thinking, I'm the bad person for thinking old jumpy pants is a dick.
Yes, yeah, you know, it must be me. I mean, the Polyphonic Spree are a very happy band, all about the sun. They sing about the sun a lot.
Yeah, it's sort of just nicking all the Jesus stuff and putting it into music, isn't it?
And going, imagine if we weren't Christians, but we were happy as Christians.
Yeah. I mean, it was all right, but a lot of gigs I've been to, there's been people who are more into it than you, and I think I'd rather just sit at home and listen to it.
Would you rather sit down at a gig?
I'd rather not go.
Not go at all?
Yeah.
Well, how many gigs have you been to, Malik?
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
It took me a while. I think when you get into your 30s, you sort of decide, actually, I don't... So you stop trying to pretend to like things.
Yes.
I think, do you know what? Fuck that shit.
Well, we're about to play your iPod.
Go for it.
Feeling pretty good? Track one.
Oh, no.
Unlucky, mate.
No. I can't believe I sit on there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, I go out somewhere, then I come home again. A lot of cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. All my life, watching America. All my life, there's panic in America. Oh, 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 trouble in America.
What a horrendous pile of shit. That is razor lights there. Well, unlucky.
That's really bad, isn't it? It's really bad.
I'm going to say that is the worst one anyone's had so far come up on their iPod, I think.
I don't know why I downloaded it in the first place, and I don't know why it's still there.
They're the worst,
just
aren't they?
What's annoying is, it's a bellend, the bellend song is shit. I don't even know... It's almost like the apocalypse, and I imagine the apocalypse happens, and all that's left is this fragment. Imagine if all that's left is a fragment of a podcast, and it's that.
Anyway, Gina Yashirate here now, so we're now going to look fine, aren't we? Your iPod's got nothing embarrassing on it.
The music's going to get a lot cooler, I think, from that.
Yeah.
No screaming. I didn't understand a word. My ears are bleeding.
It was too much, wasn't
so
it?
So was my anus. I don't
too
know.
Too much of a intro for you immediately. How are you? You all right?
I'm very good. Well, sort of. I've had 2 hours sleep. I was partying until 6 a.m. and then
really?
I ended up doing radio. Yeah, because that's how I roll.
Where were you partying?
It was a place called We Love Soul in Brixton at the Prince of Wales, and it's a quarterly thing. And I never get to go because I'm never here. And my friends told me yesterday, it's on, we're going. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And I left there about... Yeah, 6 a.m. So, yeah.
Best track of the night?
It's a guy called Sean Escoffrey. It's called Days Like This, and we're all screaming and singing the song. In fact, who knows? It might turn up.
Yeah, it might even. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That
the
might,
song that you've mentioned.
Right, fingers crossed.
Is there any embarrassing stuff on there?
I don't find any of my music embarrassing, but I love a bit of ABBA and Queen, so that could be embarrassing in some people's books, but not in mine.
I'm a big Queen fan.
Yeah,
I think they're great.
Yeah, they are good. Like, I think ABBA was just, like, they were together and then they maybe
weren't.
Not together anymore.
And now they don't divorced. Make music anymore. That's basically what happened. They all got divorced.
The hard thing is doing vocal harmonies when you've all been divorced, I think.
Exactly.
Imagine if we had all been divorced now.
And then it would be awkward.
Wouldn't it be as fun?
Well, we were married to each other. Awkward, we're married to each other.
All three of us.
Yeah, we're all in a band.
Confusing.
We're all in a band. I mean,
that's what we call the band, confusing.
Confusing. Relationships.
We'll call it confused sing. So you pronounce the sing on it, so you know, that musical.
Because we're singing.
Yeah.
Ah, that's spade.
let's see the first track from Gina's iPod. Let's see what it is.
You are now rocking with Will I Am in
Britney, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the action.
It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together. I wish this night would last forever. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We say no, we are, we are, we are. We say no, we are, we are, we are. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We say shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We
Will I Am, Scream and Shout from Gina Yashere's iPod. You said that was embarrassing. I don't think Will I Am's embarrassing.
Actually, no, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It's because it was Britney Spears. The first time I heard the song, I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then I heard it was Britney Spears, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Ah, well, fuck it. It's good. I'm dancing. Whatever.
She's done good. I think Toxic's an amazing song. I think that's
That was another guilty pleasure, I must admit. It yeah. was. I quite like Toxic too.
James Acaster on FUBAR Radio.